Welcome to the Success Sensei Podcast for anyone interested in success, happiness, and balance. We'll teach you how to be a black belt at life. And now, your host, former professional fighter, multiple world champion, entrepreneur, and investor, Robert Devan.
Bowing in. This is Roundhouse Rob, the Success Sensei, helping you to win at life one kick and punch at a time. Episode 92. And it's the Friday Blitz.
The Success Sensei. Friday Blitz coming at ya.
What's your second income? No, not the income or the pay packet or the wages of your spouse or your partner. What's your second income? What do you mean you only have one income coming in? What are you talking about? You should have several streams of income. Now, experts are constantly spouting on about having multiple streams of income. Let's just worry about a second one for the moment. Let's not get ahead of ourselves. Small steps. Slowly, slowly, catchy monkey. Small steps. So, hopefully you have one or a first form of income. Hopefully you have a job or a source of income, or you know, you're self-employed. Hopefully you have an income first of all. What's your second source of income? So do you have one? If you don't have one, have a think about one. It could be related to what you're already doing. So it could be, so if you were a tradesman, you would have your Nixers. I don't know if that's an international term, so I don't know if only an Irish audience are going to understand what a Nixer is. So a Nixer is, you have your Monday to Friday, 9 to 5, and then a Saturday and Sunday you have your own customers that you do stuff for off the books, away from the job, away from the boss. That would be a Nixer. So your second income, what's your second income? There's no reason why nowadays, with all the technology we have, with all the opportunity that we have, that you couldn't be making some kind of a money on the side. And maybe you're in a job, maybe you're not. Maybe you're lucky now that you're in a job that you absolutely love. Maybe you're in a job that you're not mad about and you have other interests. Maybe you're in a job that you love and you have other interests. Well, try to make your second income something to do with, you know, your hobby or your love or your pastime. Try to make it something that, you know, you're going to learn from the process as well and enjoy. In other words, a side hustle. They call it, different countries call it different things. I think America is, it's you know, synonymous with your side hustle. So your second income or your second job. Yes, you should have a second job, not just a first job. Now, I don't know, as I said, what country you're in listening to this. I don't know where you're from, but I can tell you something for nothing. You can be in a high-paying job in this country, in lovely Ireland, and you can still feel that you've got very little to show for yourself. You can still have money worries. You can still be struggling. So I do think that for, you know, not to have an over-reliance on your job, not to be so panicked about your financial future, to have a second income is nice. Have a third, fourth, fifth, sixth, etc. Seven pillars of strength is amazing. But just to have a second income is super, even if it's only small. Something that you enjoy. If you manage to build it up, you never know. Your side hustle could become your main job. While you're working, you could turn it into a business. You could sell it off. It could spring so many other opportunities. You just don't know the permutations of your second source of income. So have a think about it. Look on the internet. There's books about it. There's audio books about, you know, potential ways of making money. But as I said, it's not just about the money. It should be something that interests you. It should be something that comes from within. Like if you were to write something and sell it, wouldn't that be absolutely amazing? There's a lot of famous authors that wrote a book and had self-publish and have done really, really well, because a publisher wouldn't take their books. So, and that was their second source of income. They had another job. There's many examples of people that have set businesses up on the side, not thinking that they'd be grow to anything, and then have suddenly being, you know, suddenly be turned into absolute monsters and made them a lot of money and success. If you need that type of motivation, sure, read an autobiography or have a look at a documentary or a television series about people who have come up from absolutely nothing. There's so many. I won't even start listing people because you could do a podcast on each individual successful person if you really wanted. This is about you and about getting more success for you. It's not about J.K. Rowling and how she was, you know, she wrote the Harry Potter and then suddenly is taken. It's not about those stories because I find those stories to be overwhelming for the average person. So concentrate first on your second income. What is your second income? If you don't have one, why not? Let's get going on your second income because then we can get going on your third income. Or we can increase your first income by having a second income and then increase your second income. But you should have something going on, even if it's only something small. Momentum creates opportunity. If you don't try, you'll never know. Hopefully that's given you a little bit of motivation and hopefully you have a very rich and successful future coming up with your second income and beyond. Thank you for listening. I'm Roundhouse Rob, the Success Sensei. Life is a fight you can enjoy and win. Bowing out.
This has been the Success Sensei, fighting the winning fight. So add us, subscribe, like, and comment. Keep those hands up and keep moving forward.